The Democratic candidates for president are making Michigan a priority in advance of Tuesday's primary. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are making campaign stops today in our state following last night's debate in Flint. Flint's Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee is with us now. Good to have you back on the program, Congressman.
Hey, it's good to be back on.
What most impressed you from last night's debate? What was your big takeaway?
Well, the biggest takeaway was the incredibly stark contrast between this very civil, thoughtful debate between Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders and the incredibly confusing and really juvenile debate that took place between the Republican candidate just a few days earlier in Detroit. And add to that the fact that there was a very thoughtful conversation about this crisis in Flint at the Flint debate with our Democratic candidates, and there were 30 seconds spent defending Rick Snyder by one of the Republican candidates and not another word spoken about this terrible tragedy that's taking place in Flint. So it was a very stark contrast between the two, and I think almost everybody I spoke to noticed that right away as the most significant takeaway.
Was there anything you did not hear that you had hoped you would hear from either or both candidates?
Well, you know, it was obviously we always want more detail, and I'm a supporter of Secretary Clinton, and partly because of the fact that she has been willing to lay out pretty significant detail on her proposals. Her proposals on growing the economy, for example, that she released the other day, that speaks to something that I know has been a problem for a long time, and that is when the U.S. or some state or city provides incentives to a company for job growth, and then when they leave, they don't have to pay that money back. She would create a new process where that would be a requirement. I thought that was a very specific thing. So you often want to see more specifics, and you just can't get them in that kind of a situation.
But that's something that is worth pressing for and not letting that drop.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, as the campaign unfolds, and particularly the campaign between the person who I think will be our nominee, and that's Secretary Clinton, and their presumptive nominee, Donald Trump, I actually have a hard time getting those words out of my mouth, even more specifics will come out, and that's what campaigns should be focused on. And again, you think about that, even the level of detail that we saw in the two-hour debate in Flint, I don't think anybody can even remember a policy conversation from the Republican debate. It was about everything else. It's kind of sad.
What is your opinion of Senator Sanders' message and what he said last night in Flint?
Well, you know, first of all, I have a lot of respect for Senator Sanders, and I think he brings an important voice to the national conversation. In particular, his concern about campaign finance reform, the need to get money, big money, particularly out of politics. I think it is tapping particularly a lot of young people who feel turned off by the political system. And so his role has been a contributory role to the national conversation. I do differ with him on some policy issues. I think he tends to be more ideological. Secretary Clinton has a really good track record of getting things done, of breaking down barriers for people in the middle class with practical approaches to the big problems. And that's why I fall on her side when it comes to this primary.
Once the primary is over, Congressman, and you know they get back on their jets and they go to other parts of the country, can people in Flint trust that their plight will remain on the Clinton and Sanders radar screens?
Well, I certainly hope so. I know with Secretary Clinton, she talked about Flint no matter where she is. Even absent the focus on the Michigan primary, she was speaking about Flint even the days before New Hampshire. She left New Hampshire before their primary came to Flint. So I have a lot of confidence that she understands that Flint's story is not just about Flint. It's about communities that are left behind, whole populations that are left behind. It's about disinvestment. And so I think it is not just about our community, although our community becomes a placeholder for all the big things that this country has failed to do. Because of that, I'm confident that it'll continue to be part of the national conversation.
And what is your response to critics who say the things you described are really basically making political hay out of the situation in Flint and using it as something to paint Republicans in a bad light?
Well, it was the political process that produced Flint. It was sort of a political theory or a political sense that places like Flint don't matter as much as other places. There were political decisions made by the governor to use his authority to take over the city of Flint and suspend Flint's own political power. So the reason I mention all of that is that it was a political process that created this problem in the first place, a kind of politics I disagree with. And it's going to take the artful use of the politics of the people of Flint, the political authority that they grant their policymakers in order to get us out of this crisis. So I think often when someone disagrees with what's being said, they call it politics. When in truth, those of us that are working on this, we're just doing the jobs that people elected us to do. And I think often it's the political claim that comes from somebody who doesn't have a good argument against what's being said.
Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint. Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
And we spoke with State Senator Jim Ananick of Flint. You can hear his overall impressions of the debate at MichiganRadio.org and click the link that says Stateside.